Okay. What about if you were barbecuing something? What do you call that stuff that you'd pour over the meat?
It's sauce of some sort.
Barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce.
What would you call that stuff that you'd pour over rice?
Over rice, gravy. Mm-hmm.
Now, sauce and gravy, are they the same thing?
Well, there's a... No, sauce, a gravy is something you make out of ham. Mm-hmm. Where you fry a ham or something like that, mm-hmm. or a bacon. Take the gravy off from that and pour over the rice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Okay.
Fry a dried ham and make gravy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call food that you eat between meals? You say you're going to have a...
you mean...
You know, just a bite of food that you'd have between meals. You say, I'm going to have a little...
Lunch.
A little lunch. Mm-hmm. Do people call that a snack or something?
Snack or something of the kind.
Yeah, okay. Talking about the word eat, you say, I eat something now, but yesterday I...
ate it.
Uh-huh, and I have...
I have eaten it.
Okay. What about if you're real thirsty in the summertime, you'd probably go into the kitchen and turn on the faucet and get yourself a...
drink of water.
Drink of water. What would you put the water in?
Glass.
Are there different types of glasses that you can drink out of?
Glasses, or cups, or gourds.
Gourds, yeah. And if that if you accidentally knock that glass off on the floor, it'd probably do
great. Right.
Mm-hmm. You say it breaks today. Yesterday I...
broke one.
And I have...
I have broken one.
Okay. What about talking about the word drink? You say... I drank a lot of water. Yesterday I...
drunk it.
Uh-huh, and I have...
I have drank.
Okay. What if dinner's on the table and you have a lot of company just standing around and you don't want them to stand up, you say, well, why don't you go ahead and...
serve dinner?
Mm-hmm. Or why don't you go ahead and...
sit down.
Sit down, okay. Talking about that word sit, you say you sit now. Yesterday you...
sat.
Uh-huh, and you have...
sit.
Okay. If, talking about eating dinner, if you don't want somebody to wait until something's passed to him, you say, well, why don't you go ahead and...
help yourself.
Help yourself. And so, you say, I help myself now. Yesterday I...
helped.
Uh-huh. And I have...
I helped. I have helped myself.
Okay. Okay. What about if somebody passes you something and you decide... not to eat it, you might say, well, I don't...
I wouldn't care for it.
Okay. What about if food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been what?
Kind of stale.
Okay, or if you had more than you can eat on Sunday and you had the same...
leftovers.
Has leftovers. In other words, the food's been warmed over or something like
that's
that?
That's right. Carried over one meal to the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about... when you put the food in your mouth, you begin to do what?
Chew.
Okay. Have you ever heard of taking some cornmeal and boiling it with salt and water and eating it that way?
Never heard of it. See, that's called a... gruel.
Gruel. Is that the same thing that some people call mush?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess it'd be mushy, all right.
I'll tell you one reason I could think of gruel.
Uh-huh.
Way back yonder, it don't matter if I tell you.
No, go ahead.
Way back yonder, my mother was sick and had a doctor here in town, and he loved gruel better than anything.
Mm-hmm.
He always he come out here, he wanted to make her some gruel.
Yeah.
Well, he eat more of it than she would.
He was kind of prescribing for himself, huh?
Funny kind of a doctor. He's a pretty good doctor, but yeah. he'd always want you to make her some gruel, and he don't taste it, and he just keep eating it, drinking on it like.
Yeah, well, he had his interest in mind, too, didn't he? Yeah.
I've heard the rest of the family laugh about it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.